Coach, first to have two boats reach the sea final, can you just talk about their performance today?
Yeah, really excited about how the 2v8 and the 4 were able to perform today. They had gutsy races. I think the 4 was leading the field at one point against crews that, you know, are top ranked. The 2v had a really steady, consistent race. They were able to take calculated risks, and it paid off for both crews, and really, really happy for their progress.
And then the V8, what did you see from them today?
I thought they had a really gutsy race as well. That crew had been coming into this championship with nursing a few injuries, things that we weren't able to train the way that we wanted to coming into this last leg of our season. But as they've done all year, they were resilient and gritty, and they were able to put together a much better package of strokes today than we did yesterday, and hopefully they'll save the best for tomorrow.
And one question about the 2v, there was a false start from Syracuse. Yeah. What do you tell the kids in those situations to have to regroup and restart?
Yeah, you know, you put your flexibility pants on. I think that they've been all year long. We've preached adaptability, infinite flexibility, and you know, there's always a situation where there's going to be changes and hiccups and you know, false starts, things that happen that they don't expect, and you've got to expect the unexpected. And as long as you can stay on top of your mental game, when those things happen, they don't rattle you too much. You just get right back after it and perform at a high level again.
And then finally, what's the message to the three crews for tomorrow?
Execute our best possible race tomorrow. We have been spending the entire season building our fitness, honing our technical abilities, shaping our mindset, you know, and we're not saving it for the summer. It's time to let it loose. So now's the time, and let's execute.
All right, thank you.
Yep.